The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is the Peter Boyle Show.
It is, and we say good morning again, everyone, on a Wednesday, the 11th morning of November, 11-11-11, 2020, 710 KNUS. Good morning. And again, the computer takes over in the middle of it. What was that thing, Billy, how video killed the radio? I mean, how computers can just suddenly take over radio shows and boom, blow them out the window. 710 KNUS, Weather Center weather, 47 will be the high today and 48 tomorrow and 55 on Friday, maybe. A nice day Saturday, 62 degrees, but we're into November. Tom has the news, and good morning, sir.
And I just want to point out to you that you and I are real people. We're not computers.
No.
We're not holograms.
Although we have our moments.
We do have our moments.
Kick it right in.
Okay, good morning.
Morning.
Today is Veterans Day, which honors the armed services, past and present. Veterans and active duty military members will get free entrance at all state parks as well as national parks today. Passes can be picked up by showing proof of military service. President Trump will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. Today, this news is reported by Rocket Mortgage. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. President Trump has issued lawsuits challenging the results of the presidential election now in Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. The president says he has over 200 pages of affidavits alleging voter fraud. A new Politico Morning Consult poll shows nearly all Democrats surveyed trust the election process, while the majority of Republicans don't think some state election results are reliable. Notable in the survey were negative views by Republicans of results for Pennsylvania and Nevada. The number of new COVID cases is continuing to skyrocket across the country, with over 130,000 new cases, more than 1,300 deaths, and 62,000 currently hospitalized nationwide. Colorado will require more testing in nursing homes as coronavirus cases rise in this state. The Colorado State Forest Service releases its latest action plan, noting that 10% of state forests need urgent action to protect them from wildfires and other threats. The recommended fixes would cost $4.2 billion over the next decade. All of Hong Kong's pro-democracy lawmakers have resigned after Beijing ousted four lawmakers under a China anti-dissent law was imposed. Loveland Ski Area opens tomorrow at 9 a.m. You must buy a ticket in advance online. For tickets, information, and COVID-19 restrictions, go online to skiloveland.com. European stock markets rose today on optimism about Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. London, Paris, and Frankfurt opened up in the area, ranging from 0.4% to 0.6%. Japan, South Korea, and Australia also rose, while Chinese markets fell. S&P futures are up 0.86%. Dow futures up 0.78%. NASDAQ futures up 1.13% in advance of this morning's 7:30 opening. And, Pete, I ran across this on the Twitterverse. I checked Twitter when I checked the news first, And this caught my eye from the Twitterverse. I dispute Twitter's dispute about the validity of this tweet.
Wednesday, everyone. Good morning. 47 the high, 48 on Thursday. I told Billy I was going to ask everybody this. Thanksgiving. The government, the Ministry of Truth, is going to control Thanksgiving. The CDC is releasing Thanksgiving guidelines.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know this.
Yes.
What are you guys going to do? I mean, Thanksgiving, they're urging people to have Thanksgiving outside.
Uh-huh.
What, in the garage? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's,
uh-huh.
Who knows what the weather's going to be like. It doesn't right. matter. But what I think is interesting is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have released updated guidelines for Thanksgiving celebrations. And once again, Corona and the United States of America, the updated guidelines, they say small household gatherings have become an important contributor to the rise of COVID. I don't know what to believe with this. I'm going to start with, well, Billy's on the phone right now talking off air, but have you actually sat and talked with your family about Thanksgiving?
You know, I haven't. Well, I guess I have. I asked Donna if we were going to go over to our daughter's house, if we were going to ask them. And she doesn't know. We haven't
Nobody knows.
Come to a conclusion.
I mean, I don't know if anybody really knows. Yeah. But we'll get Billy up here for a second. Billy's got a big family.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother, he's going to St. Louis. But he's driving.
Yeah, they're going to drive.
Yeah. Bill, what's the family going to do?
Yeah, we're staying either. Well, we don't know. We may go to the mountain house or we might just stay here. But we are not seeing either side of the family. We've decided to back away. Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, the reason is because we want Christmas. And I look at it going, if we mess up Thanksgiving, we can't have Christmas. If we go and we run around and we all give each other the COVID, then Christmas is done. And for me, I want to see the family at Christmas. So if I have to give up the family at Thanksgiving to get Christmas, then fine. I'm not happy about it, but okay. I guess I have to eat all the pie myself. I will try. It's going to be hard. I will take all the extra whipped cream, but you know, I will give it the college try and see if I can get both those pies all the way down my fat pie hole. So we'll see.
Let's see. Watch this. Everybody stay on the line here. 303-696-1971. First of all, have you and your family actually talked about it? Number two, the CDC has pages of guidelines, and we talk about, you know, the role of government. Mm-hmm. But they have the organizing and attending holiday gatherings. People who have tested positive, who should, I love this one. This is a headline. People who should not attend. The government's telling you, right? People who have tested positive for COVID-19, really?
Oh, really?
There's a breakthrough.
Oh, my gosh, I better write that
down.
Wow,
and or have been exposed to someone who has, should not host or participate in a gathering. Where'd you park the squad car? Potential guest who may be an increased risk for severe illness or live or work with someone in an increased risk should also avoid in-person gatherings. How do you know?
Yeah. You know.
How do you know? You don't
really
know.
You don't know.
I mean,
you check your temperature and you see how you feel.
I wouldn't.
You know, to Bill's point, we are going to California for Christmas, which we do every Christmas time. And he's right. I mean, we're not going to give California up. Of course, we may end up stranded there because of the COVID, but I agree with you.
So yesterday, I think of all the people you come in contact, I went to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I went out. I saw John Medved yesterday. I got the oil changed in my truck. I went to Larson's Ski and, you know, the ski, get to talk about skiing. Sat and talked to all of those guys. I mean, just came in contact with a lot of people.
That's right.
How do I know?
Yeah.
You just don't know.
You don't. Although they have that app now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
but
right.
And we got people on the phones who want to talk already. Let's try it out. Let's test drive this one. Hey, Steve, you're on the radio show with the gang. Good morning. It is a Wednesday. Thank you.
Good morning, Peter. Thank you.
Hey, man.
We're doing Thanksgiving like normal. We're going up to my son-in-law and daughter's place. He's smoking a turkey. We're roasting a turkey. Yeah. We're taking the dog. We're living our lives normal.
See, and there's a lot of
I'm
that.
Over it.
No, yeah, you know what? You know, remember the great line, stop making sense.
I'm 70 years
That's
old.
Right.
I'm not going to live my life in fear, man. Oh. It's nuts. It's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. Officials say celebrating virtual Thanksgiving. How do you do that?
You know what? Yeah, I got their virtual Thanksgiving.
I got it right here. Know. All right, it says
right here.
Bringing
I'm over it. I just you know, every time I turn around, I hear, oh, the numbers are going up. Well, is that because we're testing more, or are you just jerking me off? You know.
No, but the numbers are legit, though, Steve.
That's what you're telling
Steve, legit, the numbers are going up because, like, in Utah, they have full ERs and their issues. So if you look around the country, this isn't about just having more testing. This is legit if you talk about hospitalization. And remember, this wasn't a virus that was going to kill everybody. It wasn't a virus that was going to kill everybody. It was a virus that was going to clog the hospital and the healthcare system. And that's the issue.
Well,
that's what we're seeing.
That never really happened, only here
and
there.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it did here and there, but not everywhere. I mean, we spent all that money downtown. They never even got enough people in there to make it worthwhile.
That's right. They built this Peter.
It's all BS.
Yeah, well, everybody gets together for Thanksgiving and see how many people show up there. Well, that's how it happens. No, I mean, this is a virus.
We're going with our family. We're all together all the time anyway. We watch their kids. We go up to their house. It's my daughter and my grandchildren.
And we wonder why we're closing the school still and we're not going to the Bronco games.
That's because it's all baloney, bud.
Okay. Fair enough.
And that's 1-800-BILLY-THORPE.
You got it. Too sad.
Hi, man. We're underway. Thank you. Let's go here. I'm looking for names here. Is it Olivia? Good morning.
Olivia, yeah.
You're on the show. Good morning.
I am having futilely tried a few too many times to share alternative news sources on the internet. I wrote a satiric verse in frustration. Assumes that people have read Harry Potter, but people have read Harry Potter.
Sure.
All around the calendar year, the wizard chased the headline. When would a change in wisdom appear? Bang on the deadline. Did we know where to turn our heads or don the cap or doff it? Well, we'd find a change of mind next week in the Daily Prophet. When began the minister's term, the watchword was collusion. But foul play any fool can discern. Pah, mere illusion. The buried proof still bursts the roof. However they beg, we scoff it. Yet we shall not see a scrap set down in the Daily Prophet. Now they've marched the witnesses out. The prophet rules where facts be. The new reports beyond any doubt make way for Yaxley. It hearkens to the darkest tale of Gaddis and of Moffat. Woe to them that boast a lot in heeding the Daily Prophet.
There.
Hear my words, all wizarding kind, the truth is real as ever. Uh-oh. We are not blind, may reasoning mind this chokehold sever. A quibble by discerning eye may yet suffice to sloth it. The fatal, foolish marching beat we heard in the Daily Prophet. That's
very good. Okay. I mean, listen, how long did it take you to put that together?
Well, bear in mind, I was trying to put it together during the 3-year summer, and now it finally had a reason for being.
That's brilliant. I mean, it really is. I followed it. It was like, may I ask who you are, and do you do these kinds of things all the time, or is this because you got nothing else to do?
Oh, my father used to do these things all the time. I think I'm taking up a torch.
No, yeah, I mean, I write little ditties and do that kind of stuff, and my stuff works out with, if you ever heard Don, when Don comes on the radio show and we did those Media Whore songs, and that's kind of what I always did.
Yeah. Yes, I remember.
Sure. And so when I got reggae, I had a brilliant operative, and I was just the ooky. Let me ask you this, if I could change. Thanksgiving, are you going to have a gathering? Your family?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Half my family are sound Democrats, and it does not matter. We are just so sick of this.
Yeah. And what are you going to do? Do you have a family plan, a family dinner for Thanksgiving?
Yes, we do. It's a little too ecumenical to give things.
No, but just real quick, how many people will be together?
I dare say about 8.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And, you know, and it's really interesting, the amount of media attention, going back to your rhyme, talking about updating Thanksgiving is now being portrayed in the media as a death dinner, And, you know, we've been through this through Sturgis and a number of other events. But the CDC is actually, you know, the Ministry of Truth is issuing these updated guidances. And they're really interesting, including this one part of this called People Who Should Not Attend, which if you have to read this, for it, like it says, people who have tested positive for COVID should not attend. I'm going, really?
I thought that if you had tested for positive like 3 weeks ago, that was probably your best shot.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But potential guests, I'll read this to you, who may be at an increased risk for severe illness or live or work with someone in an increased risk should also avoid in-person gatherings. Well, don't some of these things go without saying?
Or is this just a government? I do actually work with an increased risk, which means we get tested every single ready day.
Do you? When's the last time you were tested?
That was last Thursday.
Oh, wow. Okay. I just got tested when I came home from Sturgis. I haven't had a test since.
We get temperature checks every single day.
I get the guy going to the gym, and the gym temperature checks every day. So maybe that's not really a COVID test. It's just whether or not you're hot. Here's food and drink. When it comes to food and drink, the CDC says hosts should encourage guests to bring food for themselves. I'm not, especially in my family, members of the household, and to avoid potluck style gatherings.
Basically, I think that what we're trying to do is a full-blown blue meanie ban on meaningful love this year.
You know the meanies. That's cool. One of the beliefs is that Joe Biden is going to shut the country down like they have in England.
Oh my gosh, England.
No, I'm just telling you what I read. I'll tell you what I read. It says, when serving, one person who is wearing a mask should handle all serving. They're called shareable items. What is a share? I guess stuffing or smashed potatoes, right? Those are share. Are they shareable items? I guess so.
You can't break bread.
All these years, and that's known as shareable. Pass the shareables. Serving shareable items and be the only one handling the serving utensils on the shareable items. That's a directive.
I suppose that is old-fashioned courtesy. That may be at least a little negotiable. But really, the whole point of all of this,
is
every man dies, not every man really lives.
Sick 'em. What do you do for a living, or what did you do for a living?
I am strictly menial. I'm a laundress at an assisted living.
I'm
on the radio.
Well, you're welcome here, and you're very bright. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Go to another radio show and try and get those two calls. Right, the guy going after Billy, and then that lovely lady, people are already mad at Billy. I get all these text messages about Billy.
You're welcome.
I know. 1-800-BILLY. Here's this one actually comes in and says, like, I don't know what it says. This one's for Billy. My wife is a nurse, and hospitals are full of corona patients, even the VA, because Polis shipped patients in from other states. There you are, Billy.
Yeah, because the other places are full.
No.
That's what happens. That's what happens. If you want to, we'll bring up the stories about how they're having to ship patients. They were talking about taking them out of Texas in places because they had too many patients. They couldn't fill it. The hospitals were full.
That
happened in Florida. I mean, we can go through the list.
That's 1-800-303-BILLY-THORPE. Those of you outside of the 800, remember that? There's always those of you outside of that.
Those west of the Rockies.
That's right. West of the Platte River. Right. You call Billy. That was always nice. They're calling 303-696-1971. All right. David Smith's on the show. Pat Neville's on the show. Dave Gruber's on the show. Thanksgiving, 303-696-1971 is the phone number. Good morning, everyone. And, of course, it continues. And Donald Trump, I read Rudolph. I'm reading Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania seems to be a place where a lot of challenges are taking place. the Trump legal challenges. Do they have any hope in changing Pennsylvania's election results? Rudolph Giuliani, the Trump campaign has evidence to change Pennsylvania's election results. That's a story this morning. As the media continues, and I don't know quite what to say, I have yet to see, and there are people that say that this postal employee recants. He originally said, no, I made that up, and now he said, I didn't.
So. Now he said, no, I didn't.
Yeah, so maybe he's caught. I don't know.
And as I understand it, the Supreme Court still, the Pennsylvania issue is still before the Supreme Court.
Right, it is. And so Giuliani's been on Fox News, and he was talking about it in Philly. He talks about it. He said also, and I'm shocked to hear this in Pittsburgh, the observers have been there, and they're talking about all of this. So I don't know. Do you think that if you were a betting man, what are the odds on Donald Trump's second term right now?
I would bet against it. I do, though, think that where there is evidence or suspicion of wrongdoing, it should be pursued.
Yeah. All right, everybody. And also, I'm really interested in what you were going to do on Thanksgiving, because the CDC releasing, and Jared Polis is also having Thanksgiving guidelines, and they're telling people go eat outside. 303-696-1971 lines are open. Mortgage rates are so low lately, many homeowners are knocking $400 to $500 off their mortgage payments. And sometimes think of what you can do with that kind of money, and you tighten up the time that you have to pay. Our friends at American Financing, I say these guys are the best. Mortgage consultants are sure to find the best deals and the most savings if you get a custom loan designed for your needs, including an option to choose a shorter term, which I did. There's a refi. It doesn't have to mean resetting your loan to 30 years. You pull all the numbers in. You know what else? You're going to pre-qualify, and they're going to do that for free for you. You don't have to pay to do it. What a wonderful family gift to yourself. 303-695-7000. Get this off the ground. Call them this morning, 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
All right, let's get to work. Wednesday morning, the 11th morning of November 2020, 47 the high today and 48 on Thursday and 55 on Friday. And Billy and I were speaking, and there's a lot of conversation off air. Do you believe that Donald Trump has lost the election? And if so, what does that now mean? Do you believe that Donald Trump has lost the election? We're still watching. I spent part of my day yesterday reading about the evidence in Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania seems to be a place where those legal challenges are. And I'm watching it, and I'm asking you the same question that I ask myself. Has Donald Trump lost this election? 303-696-1971, our lines are open. It's like the elephant in the living room. It's the question nobody wants to ask. But has Donald Trump lost? And if so, what does that now mean? What does it mean for Republicanism? Because Donald Trump is Donald Trumpism. He's not a Republican. He's a Trumpist. He is Donald Trump. Has he lost? I mean, legitimate question. Has he lost? And if so, then what does that now mean? Lines are wide open, and watching, like so many of us, I read Giuliani, and I'm reading what's taking place in the Pennsylvania challenges. I don't have any answers. I can simply see it narrow down each and every day. There truly is an art to putting together the perfect kitchen or bathroom remodel. Again, lines are wide open, 303-696-1971. They will get packed, so come in now. Truly is an art to putting together the perfect kitchen or bathroom. You want the best countertops, wholesale pricing, and contact Mitch Floria, Art of Granite. And I met Mitch when we first heard his life story, and I thought it was amazing how he comes out of Romania, growing up under Ceausescu, and he builds this amazing business and loves the country. Mitch Floria, the Art of Granite, he's an expert. He's a craftsman. He can turn granite and quartz, marble, and other materials into true works of art right in your home. Schedule a virtual consultation with Mitch by calling 303-386-5919. His website's artofgranite.com. You can dream about your new countertops, but come and see him get them done. They do this so great. Mitch provides the granite from his own warehouse. He owns a place in Golden. His wholesale price is no markup. You can get the most for your budget. Mention the morning show, 710 KNUS. Get a bathroom countertop free with the purchase of your fantastic new kitchen countertops. Get bathroom or kitchen sinks free with purchases of countertop packages. He's my guy. He sits in studio with us, and he'll chill you with the stories of his childhood. 303-386-5919, 303-386-5919, artofgranite.com, artofgranite.com, artofgranite.com. All right, with a line open, we start with Eric on line one. Eric, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, man.
We usually go out to eat. My girlfriend works at the airport. I drive a truck. So last year we went to Seasons 21. This year we're probably just going to go down to the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, I mean, it's restaurant stuff. Just the two of you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, do you guys?
All of our kids are grown. Yeah, all of our kids are grown, and the grandkids are in other states. And you know, I called you back when Michael Savage was on your show, and back in March. And
I never had Michael Savage on as a guest.
Or not Michael Savage. I apologize. Who was the Economist guy? It was way back in March.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyhow.
Since then, you know, I've been on three vacations this year. Florida twice, been to see my son in Idaho, been to see my grandkids in Nebraska. And I see hundreds of people every day delivering stuff. And none of the people I see have it, got it. I don't know if it's just the industry.
But again, when you read statistics, and there's an interesting motto that goes with statistics.
And I'm at risk.
Oh, listen, we're all at risk. I mean, come on. I mean, there are people, and one of the parts that came out where there are people who really totally locked down in New York, never came out of their apartments, and then they got COVID. The more I read, and by no stretch of the imagination am I any remotely connected to a term like expert about viruses, but I really became intrigued with them, and I'm not bragging, just stating, I read 9 books about viruses and history of viruses on levels that I can understand, The bottom line is even the people who have done this for their life's work are still intrigued by the behavior of viruses, and they can't really tell you what viruses will do or not do. And one of the things that I came away with was anytime somebody tells you they know what this virus is going to do, hang up, because they don't.
Well,
I mean,
no, I don't know what it's going to do.
Exactly.
I have no idea.
But we do know this, that Pfizer, this breakthrough is there, and I think that's real. The COVID-19 vaccine. And, part of it is I believe that that Pfizer, as a multinational, also helped play Trump. But I think they did the job on Trump. But regardless, it seems to me, or at least from reading, that this is going to work. And if it does, perhaps the nation can slip back into whatever normal is. By springtime, the sadness is all of this helped defeat Donald Trump.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I guess here's my thing, Pete. Are the people who have been working every day outdoors, construction industry, do we have better immune systems? I'm just asking questions.
Well, no,
I just don't see it.
Because the mightiest of the mighty, professional sports players get COVID and get sick as a dog. That's the interesting thing. And the people that say the Chinese invented it as a weapon and of course they did not. But all the mythology.
I read the book that you keep having your expert on that wrote that book.
Spillover.
Oh, I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, Spillover.
Yeah, so I read his book.
It's a great book.
Wow.
Wow.
You
did what I did.
Awesome.
You did what I did. Hey, good call. Be safe out there today, man. All right, we go to Don on 2. Don, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, Peter. How are you?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Hey, what do you think the odds are that, first of all, I don't think Trump's going to be able to challenge this enough to regain just way too many things stacked against him from the get-go, whether it was rigged or not. I mean, it's past tense. We've seen that happen before. It doesn't change anything. Do you think that after the inauguration or before, if there is a vaccine that really is in the works.
There is one.
They'll release it before or after.
It isn't going to matter. You know, it's like the Ayatollah and Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. I thought a lot about that, that, you know, it is what it is. And as you know, Ayatollah hated Jimmy Carter so much that he waited until the moment Ronald Reagan was sworn in before he released the hostages. And there's a bunch of different theories. One was that the Ayatollah, who was guided by dreams, if you read the life of the Ayatollah, that he dreamt to release, or he knew Reagan was a different character than Jimmy Carter, or that he hated Jimmy Carter so much, the great Satan Jimmy Carter, that he waited and, you know, to rub Jimmy Carter's nose in it. But I think now, I do believe that Donald Trump will lose. And it's not that I want that, but it's simply the truth. And we know that Pfizer, and I think they probably sat with this vaccine. We know that much of their production takes place in People's Republic of China. They're a multinational. They're big pharma. Trump has already gone after multinationals, big pharma. And they just ball batted them. I mean, I do believe it's true. But, you know, when they get it out there, I'm reading all these studies about how many people can get the shot. You know, and what's funny to me is I'm watching all these lefties who said, well, I won't take a shot from Donald Trump. Now, suddenly this morning, they all want to get shots. You know, and what's changed? Donald Trump has changed. And, I mean, the whole thing is disgusting. But your answer is,
you know,
yeah.
You talk about Big Pharma. I have watched over the past year. I have a few prescription drugs I take.
Yeah.
They've not only gotten cheap, they've gotten dirt cheap. It's almost like stealing. And I'm going, what happened? Well, Donald Trump happened. And I think the first of the year, there's more things that are supposed to kick in on some of the, I take out a real expensive blood thinner, and $400 a month here.
Oh, yeah.
I bought it down in the Philippines, same made from Bayer in Germany, $80. I take a script down and fill it up for 6 months because I get in that donut hole, and, you know, boom.
When I was doing radio one time when we got into this, there were these Canadian drug companies or drug stores that were opening up storefronts. And there was one, I remember covering this, and we had these guys on the show, and I think the feds shut them down, but don't hold me to this. But, you know, you could go in and take your doctor's prescription, and they were like a storefront for operations out of Canada. So I'm like you, and I take, you know, all kinds of stuff to keep me in the game. And you could get, you know, I'm not, listen, man, if you get older, you start, you know, like, it's like in the morning, man, I got like these, I got to take these. And you got to take the time shots. Oh, yeah. Stuff, you know, like, most alkies are either diabetic or borderline diabetic. I mean, alcoholism is a, diabetes is a rides and rides in the car with alcoholism. So I'm a diabetic, you know. I'm not.
I'm not full diabetic, or do you have to just watch your A1C?
Well, I watch, but I also take the pills. I take pills in the morning, pills at night. I don't do the shots.
Oh, do you?
And I don't do the shots. Yeah, but I got, you know.
Is that just from alcohol?
Probably, or possibly. Almost everybody I know in recovery is a diabetic, or, you know, but I think it's part of it. But or maybe,
right.
maybe
you get older, your pancreas starts shooting crap.
Oh,
you know, I mean, you start leaning towards it. Hey, I saw Alan and his wife and Hugh yesterday.
Oh, man, huh?
It's good to see they're still open.
Oh, yeah, they're rolling.
What a family.
Do you have any idea? Do you have any idea?
Yeah.
I have any idea.
I do. It's good to see him because it took a while to get in, and I really need to get some new eyeballs. You know, I just beat the heck out of what
he's
I got. So.
Good guy. Great skier. You take care of yourself, man.
Life,
thank you.
Life's nice. I'll see you. Take care.
303-696-1971. We get these great guests. David Smith from Baylor's on the show. Pat Neville. And there's a piece that appeared in the Denver Post this morning written by Dick Wadhams, a good friend, about I'll give you the headline. And it's, you know, and I love Dick, but it says, Wadhams, Republicans can make a comeback in Colorado. Here's how. No, that's not how they're going to do it. But one of the chances, Pat Neville's coming on. Dave Gruber's on the show, 710 KNUS. Why don't we just do the turnaround, Billy, and then come right back quick. 710 KNUS.
Listen live at radio.com.
The Peter Boyle Show.
5:48, 12 before the hour, 710 KNUS, Wednesday, the 11th of November, 2020. 47 will be the high, 19 degrees tonight and 48 tomorrow, 55 on Friday, breaking 60 on Saturday. David Smith's coming on the show, and then Pat Neville. We're talking, has Donald Trump lost, and if so, what does it mean? And Dick Wadhams' piece on the Republicans. The Republicans aren't making a comeback in Colorado until the Republican Party burns down what it is. And now with Donald Trump perhaps gone, Trumpism is gone. Do you really think that Cory Gardnerism is going to run to the forefront? No. All right. So, again, I ask you folks, if you got a vehicle you're not using, cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, and RVs, and it's sitting in your driveway or it's in the garage and you don't know what to do, donate it to Step Denver. Get a tax deduction. Save somebody's life. Since 1983, the late, great Bob Cote, if Bob could see it now, I saw again one of those homeless squats again downtown. That would have, back to saving the Republican Party, my heavens. What was that Cory Gardner hard-hitting ad? Never saw it. You need it, you got to change it. Since 83, Step's been giving men the opportunity to overcome addiction, rebuild their lives. They don't take government funding. Last year, folks off of 710 KNUS donated 154 vehicles, 227 guys entered the program, $9.2 million economic impact. And contact Step Denver today. Donate vehicles, running or not. Tow is free. They clean them up, tune them up, paint them up, fix them up. Then they put them in the free market, as they say, sell them. And then that's the tax deduction that you get. So if the car's worth $1,000 and they do all the work and they can sell the car for $1,500, That's what you get, or $2,000 or $2,500. That's the tax deduction that you get. It's a win-win-win. You change somebody's life. 303, ask for Vincent, 303-296-9020. 303-296-9020. Visit stepdenver.org. Vincent is the best, 303-296-9020. Today, we go to line one. We go to Dan on one. Dan, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Well, hey, Peter. We wouldn't even be at this point had Barr done his job and released the Durham report.
Well, the Durham report came pretty late.
Well, where is it? It's still not here.
Well, I understand that, but the Durham, that's Hunter Biden stuff, that came up much
late.
Well,
that late. Too. I mean, that was snub, but it's like the deep state. I don't know if Soros is paying off William Barr to not be so much of appear to be a swamp creature in Durham. But, I mean, and then there's Ray. I mean, Trump has got just too much of this swamp stacked against him.
Well, now that part of it, I do agree with you, that Donald Trump ran against the full deck. And, again, I come back to Pfizer, and I truly believe this, that Pfizer had those answers, I'm going to guess, maybe as much as 30 days ago or more. Pfizer is a huge multinational. Pfizer does a lot of its work, a lot of its product production.
They were probably told to hold it back.
It's all PRC stuff, sure. They don't. They want Donald Trump out.
Yeah, they all do.
Well, of course they do. But
bad thing is, Peter, I don't know. I've seen my buddies, especially the ones in Texas and Oklahoma. They're talking right now. We're not gonna give up our guns and live under socialism, pay $5 a gallon gas. It's either civil war or secession.
Well, as the man always said, all is prelude. I have that vulture's eye view of the world. One of the premier questions now is how good or bad is Joe Biden's health? And I listen to people speak and people that I respect who see him as, the beginning.
Oh, he's a Trojan horse.
Is it the beginnings of dementia? Is it the beginnings of, is he?
Yeah, Obama's going to be running that.
Well, I don't know about Barack Obama because these, Barack Obama is the enigma.
I think he's guided this whole deep state.
No, the Bush is more so because they have more money.
Well, and him and Soros and the whole bunch.
Well, again, we're on the wall. I appreciate David Smith from Baylor. You just kind of freeform it with him and let him rock. Pat Neville's on the show, who walked away from leadership in the Republican Party. What a great young man. What a hope. Again, reading Dick's piece this morning, the Republicans can make a comeback. Here's how. Look, if Donald Trump is beaten, Trumpism, do you really think Cory Gardnerism is going to capture, or Walker Stapletonism is going to reclaim Colorado? Yeah, I got a bridge in Brooklyn. Hang on your hats. We come back with David Smith and Thanksgiving, focusing on the small household gatherings that you can't do. That's from the Ministry of Truth. Stay here.
There are three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710 KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710knus.com and click on Email the Show.